Two Forms of AI. A thought leadership article written by David Langdon, founder of Blindspot Solutions. This is an audio narration of the 4-page article. It contains descriptions of the images presented in the published PDF. The article was published on the 25th of June, 2026.
Two Forms of AI. Introduction: The Future Workplace. Law firms are investing heavily in AI, yet the question that may ultimately determine success is not what the technology can do, but whether people can fully benefit from what it can do. The firms that thrive may not be those with the most advanced tools, but those that best understand how technology, people, and experience need to work together. This article explores why.
Page 1, image alt text. Futuristic humanoid robot with a split blue and orange AI brain graphic on its chest. At the center of the brain is an accessibility symbol showing a person inside a circle. The image represents the connection between artificial intelligence, accessibility, and inclusion.
The second AI. Most discussions about AI focus on capability. What can the technology do? How much time can it save? Which tasks can it automate? Can it draft a document, analyze a contract, or summarize a meeting before anyone has finished making coffee? These are important questions, but they only address part of the challenge. Technology creates potential. People determine whether that potential is realized. History is full of examples where technically successful implementations failed to deliver the expected outcomes because adoption lagged behind capability. The technology worked exactly as intended. The business case was approved, the project was delivered, yet the anticipated benefits never fully materialized because people struggled to understand, trust, or incorporate the new capabilities into the way they worked. This is where a second form of AI enters the conversation. Not artificial intelligence, accessibility and inclusion, beyond the tech. While artificial intelligence focuses on what technology can do, accessibility and inclusion focuses on whether people can fully benefit from what the technology is capable of delivering. Accessibility and inclusion are often viewed through the lens of compliance, workplace adjustments, or supporting people with disability. While these are important considerations, their role is much broader. At its core, accessibility and inclusion is about reducing barriers, simplifying experiences, and creating environments where more people can participate effectively. The same barriers that create challenges for some people frequently create friction for everyone. Complex processes increase effort. Poor usability reduces productivity. Inconsistent information creates confusion. Difficult to find knowledge slows decision making. Fragmented systems encourage workarounds and duplicate effort. In other words, many of the things organizations have quietly learned to tolerate. When these barriers are removed, the benefits extend well beyond accessibility. Employee experience improves. Client interactions become simpler. Technology adoption increases. Productivity improves. Service delivery becomes more consistent and effective. This is why the future workplace requires a broader view of AI. Artificial intelligence provides capability. Accessibility and inclusion help ensure that capability can be adopted, trusted, and translated into meaningful outcomes. The organizations that achieve the greatest success will not simply ask what AI can do. They will ask who benefits, how they benefit, and what barriers might prevent that value from being realized.
Page 2, image alt text. Three business professionals in a modern technology-enabled workplace discussing information on a laptop and tablet. The image represents people working together to interpret and apply technology, reinforcing the idea that AI value depends on adoption and experience.
The blind spot perspective. Most firms are asking what AI can do. So are we. The difference is that we chose to start with accessibility and inclusion before artificial intelligence, not the other way around. This isn't because technology isn't important. Quite the opposite. Artificial intelligence is already changing the way law firms operate, deliver services, and support their people. The opportunities are significant and will only continue to grow. However, technology only creates value when people can access it, understand it, trust it, and use it effectively. In our experience, the greatest barriers to successful transformation are rarely technical. More often, they are found in the everyday friction that exists across systems, processes, information, and workplace experiences. Complex workflows, poor usability, inconsistent information, difficult to find knowledge, workarounds that have become accepted practice, systems that don't quite reflect how people actually work. The same barriers that create challenges for some people often create challenges for everyone. Bolting on accessibility and inclusion at the end of a project is difficult, expensive, and rarely hits the mark. When it is considered from the start, it should feel almost invisible. People should not have to notice that barriers were removed. They should simply experience systems, services, and processes that are easier to access, easier to understand, and easier to use. That is why our perspective is different. While many organizations begin by asking what artificial intelligence can do, we often begin by asking whether people can fully benefit from what the technology is capable of delivering. Because artificial intelligence may create the opportunity, accessibility and inclusion often determine whether that opportunity is realized.
Call out quote.
Good accessibility should be invisible.
Page 3, image alt text. A smartly dressed businesswoman walks confidently along a subtle, glowing pathway. The image represents the idea that when accessibility and inclusion are considered from the start, people should experience fewer barriers and move through work with greater ease.
Final thought. Artificial intelligence will continue to evolve. It will become faster, smarter, and more capable. New tools will emerge. Existing tools will improve. The pace of change is unlikely to slow. The real question is whether organizations will evolve at the same rate. In the rush to adopt new technologies, it is easy to mistake implementation for progress. A system can be deployed, a pilot can be completed, and a capability can be announced, while the underlying experience remains largely unchanged. The presence of technology does not guarantee the realization of value. The organizations that achieve the greatest success will recognize that technology is only one part of the equation. The benefits of artificial intelligence are ultimately realized through people. Their ability to access information, navigate processes, trust systems, and engage confidently with new technologies will have a significant impact on adoption and success. The ability to make decisions, adapt behaviors, and integrate new capabilities into the way work is performed will ultimately determine whether AI delivers meaningful outcomes or simply adds another layer of complexity. This is why the conversation cannot be limited to technology alone. Artificial intelligence may create unprecedented opportunities to transform how law firms operate, collaborate, and deliver services. However, the firms that gain the greatest advantage may not be those that implement the most AI. They may be the firms that best remove barriers, simplify experiences, and help their people succeed in a technology-enabled workplace. Because the future workplace will not be defined solely by the technology that is deployed. It will be defined by how effectively organizations enable their people to benefit from it. Consider this question: how do we ensure our people can fully benefit from what AI can do? Thank you for listening. If you'd like to learn more about Blindspot Solutions, you can visit http://www.blindspot.solutions or email David, the author of this article, at david@blindspot.solutions.
Page 4. Image alt text. Four business professionals stand facing a bright, futuristic city skyline. The image represents law firm leaders looking towards the future and considering how technology, people, and workplace experience will shape what comes next.